With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Mike Mash with Chad Hartman on WCCO. Every time there's an announcement that we think could create some fear, we tense up a little bit and we watch to see how people react. If you are working in law enforcement, you take that times 10. Because after what we saw last summer, every time we think, and when we saw in September, when a guy commits suicide, people say the police killed him, and they riot and beat the hell out of downtown Minneapolis to the point that most of our office buildings are boarded up, you realize what a powder keg this is. So we heard yesterday, when they removed the third-degree murder charge from Officer Coben, that the National Guard was called in because they weren't going to make that mistake again that led to the 3rd Precinct being burned down. And I thought to myself, how do they organize this? Where do they begin to strategically place people, and how does the police force work with the State Patrol and the National Guard and everything else? Joining us, Commander Scott Gerlicher on the Centerpoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline from the Minneapolis Police Department to explain some of just that. Scott, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike. Glad to be here.
Tell me what it's like where you sit now on kind of pins and needles, and you get that call that says, hey, we're calling in the National Guard. What happens? How does this get orchestrated and strategically put together?
Well, as you kind of alluded to, we're on kind of a heightened state of alert these days, and will be, I think, for quite some time. But typically the way, the National Guard has to be requested, and in the case of Minneapolis, that request usually comes from the mayor of Minneapolis to the governor, and then the governor has to activate the National Guard and make that decision. And then when that happens, what typically would happen is people like myself work directly with National Guard command staff and talk about the types of work and details that they might help us with and how they could be of good service to us here within Minneapolis or St. Paul or any other area of the metro where they may be needed.
So for example, would it be an automatic that you'd say, hey, deploy some people down to the George Floyd Memorial because that's the genesis of this, or is it more advanced than that?
No, I think it's a lot more advanced than that. You know, the National Guard really works in support of law enforcement, not in place of law enforcement. So they're here to help us. And there's certain things that they typically do or don't do. Some typical things that we usually use the National Guard for, at least have in the past, this summer and in May and June during the riots, things like establishing and maintaining a perimeter or a cordon around specific problem areas where maybe we're having some civil unrest. We use them for traffic control, helping flow of both pedestrian and vehicular traffic in downtown. Other areas like critical infrastructure security protection, precinct security at our police precincts to make sure that we have appropriate security there. And then what we saw this summer was doing some proactive looting prevention patrols, and maybe some folks saw that out, big caravans of military Humvees escorted by police vehicles going to some of our major business corridors, all to create a high sense of visibility and safety to try to prevent looting or any type of violent civil unrest that we might experience. So those are just kind of a sample of typical National Guard duties that we have used and will continue to use, I think, in the future moving ahead.
Now, I was told by a couple of police officers, they said when they were burning down the 3rd Precinct and ravaging Target, and they said, we were standing guard and we were taking it from the crowd. And we were told, don't respond unless you absolutely have to. And they were throwing things at us and yelling things at us. And they said the game changer was when the Humvees showed up. And the optics of the Humvees driving down the street with armed guards from the National Guard, which you can't do as a police force, but they can, they said people scattered and went home when they saw the Humvees. Can you speak to that a little bit, what that does, just the pure awesomeness of that sight and how it changes the game?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. Seeing those vehicles, seeing those men and women, those soldiers out there, really, I think, does send a message out to people on the street, to the community. Hopefully that message is one of law and order and of safety, and hopefully it helps restore some confidence that help has arrived, and we certainly are greatly appreciative of the help that we have received from the Minnesota National Guard. You know, they're a true group of professionals out there, and we have the utmost respect for all the men and women in the National Guard, and we have a great close relationship with them. If you recall, just a couple of years ago with the Super Bowl, we also had a significant deployment of Minnesota National Guard for that whole 10-day period in downtown Minneapolis, and obviously a different atmosphere there. But I think it's been well received by the community. I think typically folks, as I said, really appreciate seeing the extra force multiplier out there.
Do you believe that, like I mentioned, the 3rd Precinct being the symbolic night and all that went with it, do you believe since then you guys have come up with a well-choreographed plan and you're able to anticipate, to see, work together just through communication and what you went through?
Yeah, I think it has improved tremendously. I mean, really nothing could have prepared us for what we saw back in May and June.
Amen.
And we were, completely overwhelmed very quickly within the Minneapolis Police Department, and that became clear. So we need those extra resources. And since that time, we've worked several times now with the Minnesota National Guard and got to know them, how they operate, the type of information that they need to be successful. And the relationship that I think our police officers have on the street with the soldiers of the Minnesota National Guard is second to none, and they really enjoy working together, have a great professional relationship, and I think, like any big operation, the more you do it, the more you practice it, the better you become at it.
You know, I saw something, I was curious by a few things that I saw, and maybe you can explain the semantics of some of this. We were on Lake Street on the Monday night of after the riots started. It was kind of the final night when the curfew was in place, and it was pretty obvious that law enforcement wasn't playing. They were real serious about it. And all of a sudden, the caravans, in essence, of different vehicles would drive by us while we were on the street. At one point in time, someone we had just interviewed walked across the street, and a big bus or extended van, whatever you want to term it, came to a halt, and everybody came out armed, and they put this person on the ground, and obviously this person was wanted and arrested. But as I watched these people deploy out of the vehicle, I was wondering, are they all from the National Guard, the police force? In other words, do you guys integrate and work together in those situations where I may have seen people from both the police force, the state patrol, and the National Guard in one vehicle, or do you guys stay separate because you've got your own kind of vernacular and verbiage?
No, we do work very closely together and integrate fully together. I'm not exactly sure what incident you were referring to, but it's very possible that included both police at the local level, possibly state patrol, as well as Minnesota National Guard, all working jointly together.
And the key is just you need to know what each one is doing then, I guess. And is that about training? Is that about command post? I mean, I'm always thinking, how do you make sure that everybody's on the same page?
Yeah, great question. So any major incident like that, even yesterday, we established a command post. And within that command post, we have command-level representatives of all the organizations that have people in the game, so to speak. So even yesterday, we had a lieutenant colonel with the Minnesota National Guard in our command post, along with other law enforcement officers and fire department, paramedics, that sort of thing. So that we established that unified command. We all talk amongst each other, so we are able to communicate both at a command level and then talk about, okay, what is our mission? What is the National Guard going to be doing here? What are the State Patrol going to be doing? What is Minneapolis Police going to be doing? Try to really define what those roles are and those responsibilities. And hopefully that coordination then filters down to the boots on the ground, the street, and those sergeants, those lieutenants, those field commanders who are moving those resources around and trying to take control of a particular situation.
I'm concerned about guys retiring early and a lack of respect shown for police officers right now, leading to some of that burnout. How are we doing on that front, and how concerned are you about it?
Yeah, it has been difficult the past few months, and as is widely known, we have lost a number of police officers here on MPD, and I think we are doing our best to kind of get back in the groove of things, and I think we're on the upswing, so to speak, as it relates to morale and whatnot. But it's going to take some time, but we are doing our best to make sure that we are able to get out there and certainly answer all those 911 calls that are out there, be of service to the public, and then making sure that in the event of any type of civil unrest or disruption, that we're able to quickly mobilize all available resources, not just on MPD, but with Hennepin County Sheriffs and State Patrol, sure, and even the National Guard when appropriate, so that we can quickly muster those forces together to address any particular issue that might be going on.
Last thing, Scott, I observed during the riots, one of my takeaways that I'll never forget was, and it doesn't really get reported because there were no incidents. There was no dust-up. There is no video of a police officer or anybody from law enforcement engaged in something that would be considered erroneous or trying to incite problems so that they could get a physical confrontation. You guys walked right up to the line throughout that and kept your cool. And I don't know how you get a reward for that, but you certainly deserve kudos, because I observed it time after time as people taunted, as people gave their opinions of what they thought of law enforcement, and they just stood their ground. And I say that because I don't think it gets enough attention, and I think you have to be out there to really understand what I'm talking about. But you know what I'm talking about, and you guys deserve so much more credit than you're ever going to get for that, because we don't give credit for in a zero-sum game, we don't give credit for things unless they're incited or unless they become something we can put on the news. But I thought you guys were just outstanding.
Yeah, no, we certainly appreciate that. And really, yeah, the credit goes out to those officers who are out there, whether it's cold out, whether it's hot out, whether it's raining out or snowing, taking verbal and physical abuse from oftentimes very violent, riotous folks out there, just unimaginable circumstances, which the police officers, the troopers, some of the National Guard folks had to face this past May and June. And I don't have enough respect that I can pour their way. So I would encourage anybody out there, anytime you see a police officer, regardless of the city, metro-wide, all police officers really were involved in some capacity. Thank a police officer, because I really think what they do for us in those difficult times is something that we all need to be grateful for.
Well put, and I thank you as well. Scott, thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Hey, my pleasure, Mike. Have a great day.
You too. Scott Gerlicher, Commander. I'm telling you, folks, if you could have seen the poise that they had, they knew that these people were trying to bait them into different things, and they didn't respond. I don't know how you quantify that and how you give somebody a Purple Heart for that or whatever it is that you get, but it constituted it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!